This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it is time to talk to my guru, if you will, my combat pistol craft guru. That would be the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, and that would be Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Mr. Bill?
I'm doing good. I have listened to Dave, and I tried to go find the Glock G45 today, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
Wow!
So I nobody had it. I mean, I went to three or four different places, but what I did find was a Gen 4 Glock 17.
Okay.
This is a used gun. It has an Agency Arms trigger on it, and it has a very good set of night sights. I've been trying them in the dark since you and I spoke earlier today, and they do glow quite nicely. So I just don't have that shortened slide, but I have the grip anyway.
Right, understood. Got the full frame. I'm curious, do you know what type of sights are on it now?
No, I have not figured that out yet. I'm going to let my son, who's a gunsmith, take a look at it and see if he can tell me. A curious thing is that it's like they glow in the dark, and they're not tritium. They seem like tritium, but they have a hole on the inside of the gun, on the rear sight.
Right.
Like it's there to let light in, except
they're probably fiber optic.
I don't think so. Because not open on the top. It's not open on the top.
Okay.
I'll have my son look at it. We'll either find out or not. If not, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you.
Because there's one sight manufacturer that makes a combination of tritium and fiber.
Right.
But I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Neither can I. I know about True Glow, Trishicon.
Right.
That's probably the only two I know by name, to be honest.
Well, the best sights I can reference are the Trishicon HD XR night sights with the yellow insert. The yellow insert actually appears to be a little chartreuse green, but that's what Trishicon's calling yellow. And for me, the sights are regulated very well for 9mm, regulated for windage and elevation. They hit point of impact at 25, but they have the perfect balance of the width of the front sight and the width of the rear sight notch, where based on where you're at skill-wise, you can not only, choose to use the sights strictly as they are intended to be used, but at times when working at speed, you can also, because of that working relationship of the ratio of the width of the front sight and the width of the rear notch, you can choose to look through the sights while firing. It's a visual technique.
Okay.
But based on your experience level, you understand what I'm referring to.
Yes, sir. With a gun like this, when you get a gun, I mean, you pretty much leave it stock?
No, I do, yes. Absolutely.
With
the G5s, there's really no reason to modify it.
Right. What is it that you used to do prior to the Gen 5? What did you do to the...
Well, the Gen 4s, one, the reason I leave the Gen 5 stock is they redesigned the trigger group and made it much simpler. Less moving parts, therefore you get the end user benefit of that. The Gen 4s, I would use a polished trigger group from GlockTriggers.com. Jeff always took really good care of me in respect to the trigger groups, but the only other modification I made were the addition of the Trigicon HDXR night sights. Otherwise, I ran the pistol relatively stock. On some Gen 4 models, I actually ran a grip force adapter, which is a product that really works for itself. As a matter of fact, the grip force adapter is still available for, you know, Gen 2, 3, 4 guns. But they actually influenced, to my knowledge, they're the only aftermarket business that influenced Glock to come out with the adjustable back straps.
Right.
On the pistols. Which says a lot for the grip force adapter in respect to, you know, what it does and how well it does it.
That's interesting. I've still got a bunch of stuff that'll go with this gun, so I'm not, you know, it wasn't that hard of a thing for me to do. I'm just not a big Gaston Glock fan, I guess.
I get it. I mean, Glocks are, frankly, you know, the square top end, the square slide, it's not very aesthetically pleasing, but as far as I'm concerned, the Glock's got a look that, you know, especially with the Gen 5s, that grows on you.
Yeah.
You know, the best recommendation I can make is spend your money on good gear and ammo and put the time in at the range and, you know, get on top of the gun first before you start making any modifications.
Right.
Make sure you possess the skill to take advantage of the modification that you plan to make. Otherwise, spend your money on range time and bullets.
Yeah. When we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, I want to find out what. I completely agree with you about what you're basically saying is spend your money once, right? Get good gear the first time. Try not to go through the box
mistake.
Yeah. I want to know, and this is in the next segment. I just want to know you. With the experience you have now, you have the experience of knowing which holster to go for. And that's the big thing. A lot of people don't know which holster to go for. And the holster, to me, when manipulating a gun is a little bit like being in a jet airliner. It's the problem you're going to have with a jet airliner is when it takes off and when it lands. And
right.
with a gun, that's, draw and reholstering. That's where the problems come, where you might shoot yourself, as far as I'm concerned. So I want to know what your mindset is when you're out there trying to pick out holsters. I know you have different holsters for different purposes. I want to pick the Harrington brain and get how you come to these determinations.
All right, we'll make it happen.
Yes, sir. Dave is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC, currently at home, I think. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers. fires that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dave Harrington. Dave, if I could make one holster that fit the outside the waistband, inside the waistband, and tactical needs of anybody, and it just worked all three ways, how much money would I make?
You could guesstimate about a billion.
$1 billion.
One holster is not going to cut it, bro.
Swing
any way you look at it.
Yeah.
Well, you've got, there's two types of carry. We touched on it last week, on body or off body. And since we've had that conversation, I've worked through a couple of, thought processes in respect to that because, depending on my activity, my dress, if there's a dress code involved or weather impact on my clothing, I'll choose to carry to support that. And sometimes it is on body, sometimes it's off body. But are you familiar with a sling bag?
Yes.
Normally when I carry off body, real quick on the on body or off body. On body is superior, but it's only superior based on the physical location you choose to carry the weapon on your body.
Okay.
For example, if you're a right-sided firer and you carry concealed in a straight drop right side OWB holster, that's fine. Then compare it to on body carry, but using like a quality neoprene ankle holster in that position. You can see the stark reality between gaining fast access, even though they are both on body methods of carry. You with me?
Yes.
So off body is normally going to be like in a backpack or a fanny pack, whatever. And I've been working with a sling bag that works extremely well. Now, when I do carry off body, I carry what I refer to as a dead trigger gun.
Okay.
Okay. For example, with a Glock, ensure that it's unloaded and cleared, remove the magazine, extract any, action the slide to the rear, visually observe the extraction and ejection of the chambered cartridge, if there is one. Make sure the chamber's clear, check the mag well, and check the breech face of the slide. Let the slide forward, safe direction, press the trigger, thereby decocking the trigger mechanism, and holding pressure to the rear of the trigger, I insert seat and lock the magazine.
Right.
And tell myself that it is a dead trigger gun. Then I put it in my bag. Two benefits to that. One, psychologically, I'm least likely to forget the chamber's empty. And two, I'm going to know it anyway when I acquire the trigger and find a dead trigger. I know the moving parts have to be actioned. You see what I mean?
I do. And I guess the another one would be while you're reaching in that bag, which is a little, there's more stuff involved in reaching in the bag than it is of reaching to your holster, right?
Absolutely.
If your hand does bounce and you go to the trigger guard and your finger does hit the trigger, you're hitting a dead trigger.
Right, exactly.
So you're not blowing
up. There's a built-in safety aspect to it, yes.
Yeah. And then you're doing it like the Israelis.
Well, it's just people that complain about, carrying with a loaded chamber or an empty chamber, the argument doesn't stand up.
Okay.
To me, someone that would make an issue or take, you know, an issue with that lacks what I would consider a professional level of understanding and training. Because there's any number of circumstances where carrying an empty chamber would be beneficial. You know, especially if you're in and around children a lot. There's any number of reasons.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you this. I'm in the middle of, you know, like collaborating to make this bag that's an off-body carry bag, and I'm going to start carrying my gun that way. I'm going to start carrying it with a dead trigger. That just makes too much sense to me.
Right, but make sure you follow that protocol to the T.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you set it up as a dead trigger gun.
Yes, sir. Were you a non-com or an officer when you were in the military?
Yeah, I was non-commissioned.
Okay, so I should be going, yes, sergeant, instead, right?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I almost made E6, so I'm almost certain you outranked me one way or the other. So I'm, you know, yeah, sergeant.
No big deal, man. I never did the job for the rank.
Well, that's the truth.
I just did the work because I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
We're coming up on the next break. When we come back, I want to talk about how you pick out a inside the waistband holster, because There's two kinds of holsters nowadays. There's the traditional leather holster, which I like inside the waistband leather, and I want to get your opinions on the Kydex part of it, but I want to pick your brain on that one. And then the outside the waistband, and then the tactical holster. Okay. What's the difference? You know, what do you call a tactical holster and that kind of stuff? And for those of you, where can people find the Combat Speed LLC schedule?
Shoot me an email directly at superdaveharrington@gmail.com.
Superdaveharrington.
I'll let you know what I've got going on.
@gmail.com.
I'm working on a collaboration with Paul Liebenberg of 1911 fame as far as posted my schedule. It's going to be a link on Paul's website.
Very good.
You go to Paul's website first to find me, and then click on me and go from there.
Very good.
That'll be in effect here shortly.
Very good, sir. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is declaring it a massive scandal after a former FBI lawyer allegedly altered a FISA application related to surveillance of Trump 2016 campaign advisor Carter Page.
This was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency. They tried to overthrow the presidency. This is a disgrace.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News. The impeachment process will continue into the next phase after the Thanksgiving holiday. No further witness hearings are scheduled in the House Intelligence Committee, and a comprehensive report will likely be prepared for the Judiciary Committee. House Democrats are considering a range of charges against the president, including abuse of power and obstruction of the ongoing congressional investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Reformation line, Providence, Salus, the militia line. I mean, it just goes on and on. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And now we're back. Now we're on the inside the waistband holster. Now, where do you carry it, and what position do you carry when you carry inside the waistband?
I don't. That's the easy. That's the simple answer.
Okay.
I've experimented with it a little bit, but I've never. The biggest thing with carrying inside the waistband, it's a very fast, and if you know what you're doing, safe method of carry. I know people that are extremely proficient at working out of that position. However, for me, it was kind of a aggravation to maintain two wardrobes. Because a pair of pants is going to naturally fit you without a gun between your body and the pants.
Right.
You're going to have to upsize your clothing, your range of clothing. And I never really dug on, you know, the fact that you're going to have to maintain two wardrobes. So I never really got into it. I support it as a working position of the gun, I've just never really had any interest to put any effort into it.
Okay.
But the holster company that immediately comes to mind when you stated, you know, you like what's referred to as a hybrid holster,
right?
A leather and kydex holster. CompTac makes excellent hybrid holsters, pretty much to suit any taste, any need.
Right.
Now, the holsters, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the ones I use right now are DeSantis, just because they use this mold, right, that works really good with the gun for the ones that I use it with.
Right.
Which is either the 43 or the 26. And
right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, that molded leather holster, if there's such a thing, and this is the thing, I'm not a real big fan of inside the waistband either. I'm just not. And I mean, it's primarily because I can carry anything outside the waistband and it doesn't press on any nerves.
Right.
Inside the waistband, that happens. And I mean, as I have aged, I don't know about you, you were airborne, weren't you? I mean, how many parachute landing calls do you have?
One too many, bro.
Yeah. So I would imagine your hips and your knees are probably, you know, you probably have a little stock in a lead like I do. So nerves.
Oh, well, I've had my knees replaced and I'm having my hips looked at right now.
Right. So it's one thing to say, well, it's a little uncomfortable. It's quite another thing to be like, oh my gosh, I'm in pain. So for me, right. I also take. Typically, I'm going to find some sort of outside the waistband holster to wear, or you know, off body carry if that's what it's coming down to.
Right.
With I looked at some stuff, and among the inside the waistband holster carriers, I have found that the really thin fellas, the guys that are still young and everything. When they carry the appendix carry, that's the fastest presentation I've ever seen.
Right.
But my problem with appendix carry is that the muzzle of your gun is aiming at your femoral artery every time you reholster it.
Oh, yeah. And there's always the very real fear of, shooting yourself in the groin. I would say 9 times out of 10, fatal shot.
Right.
But, you know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Everything, it's all a trade-off. You're going to figure out how to carry based on your projected use of the firearm.
Right.
So, right, whatever that turns into, you have to practice. You have to train, and you have to practice. There is no getting around that. There is no one place you're going to carry a gun that's going to work for every possible scenario. Not going to happen.
Right. So when you are, and we'll get into this, since you're not inside the waistband, would you recommend sort of that hybrid kind of thing, the leather and kydex, or what do you?
Oh, yeah,
what do you
absolutely. I would recommend anything from CompTac.
Right.
Their hybrid holsters are very well thought out. They're made by shooters, and they understand what they're producing for the end user. It's not a widget to them.
Yeah.
The another thing I'd like to point out as far as selecting gear, holsters, mag carriers, even your belt, make sure you buy quality gear. I've seen it too many times where, you know, people will invest $1,000 in their guns and gear, and then they're using a $3 Phobos holster. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Now, I'm not necessarily throwing Phobos under the bus, but they had some issues when they first came out. As I understand it, their gear's gotten a lot better than what it used to be.
Right.
But in the past, if somebody had a pistol and a Phobos holster, you could virtually, if you were able to get a good purchase on the pistol, virtually rip it right off their side.
Right.
You didn't have to worry about getting it out of the holster. You just ripped the holster off the body.
If you're not familiar with it, the Phobos holster is what is referred to as a paddle holster. And you don't have to take your belt off or anything. You jam it into, jam it in on your hip and everything else. And generally, you can find them just about anywhere, can't you? I mean, Walmart sells those.
Yeah, they're very popular. But the other thing on how I choose to carry when I carry on body is just my normal daily use gun gear. I carry either a G45 or a G17 iron sight guns, or I have the option of a G26 or even a G34 with a Trigicon SRO on it.
Right.
But I carry all right side straight drop holsters.
So no
I
can't.
Keep everything as consistent as possible. My draw stroke, my magazine, you know, retrieving reserve mags, everything is consistent across the board.
Gotcha. Coming up on the next break, I want to find out how you set that up when we get back as far as the stuff that you are carrying. That's what I want to talk about when we get back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. If you are interested in finding a class with Super Dave or finding out when he's going to be in your area or when you can hook up with him, email him at superdaveharrington, all one word, at gmail.com, and you'll find out. And when we get back, we'll find out that the other place you're about to collaborate with that gentleman, that we'll certainly give that out as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dave Harrington. We're talking about his setup and everything, and he's already changed my mind on one thing, so let's see if he changes my mind on the other. So let's talk about what you are carrying when you are carrying a gun and you're just regular, your regular day-to-day attire when you're not all tacked up, okay?
Okay.
So you're carrying OWB with a what would you call the form factor of the holster you're carrying?
It's injection molded.
Is it like one of those body hugging holsters? Who is it? Gosh.
Well, actually, Mike Benedict of Talon Tactical.
There you go.
Mike
okay.
has supported me for many, many years. As a matter of fact, Mike was one of my first sponsors back in the day, and he's done many custom Kydex rigs for me. He uses a very simple format. It's a straight up, straight drop, right side Kydex holster. I use a one and three quarter inch leather belt. I have the holster, and I use four mag carriers. Now, being a right-sided firer, my go-to reserve mags are on the left side of my body. But I also carry one reserve mag with the bullets facing forward on my right side in front of my holster, directly in front of the holster. The reason for that is, as your body position changes, everything, you know, access to your kit and equipment changes, so you should always have access to reserve ammo on both sides of your body. Now, in respect to the three left side reserve mags, the mag holders, okay, the position of the holster is on my right side, wearing a pair of Wrangler blue jeans. The slide is in line with the pants leg seam.
Right.
On my left side, the first reserve mag the front of the reserve mag is behind that seam in the leg of the pants on the left side.
Okay.
Now, in respect to the number of mags I carry, here's the justification. Normally, people think in terms of, you know, some people don't even carry a reserve mag. They carry the gun and the bullets it'll hold. That's kind of bad news, because if the magazine and the gun stops working, what do you do then? Well, you go to your first reserve mag.
If you have it.
If you have one.
Right.
Now, in respect to the second reserve mag, it's there out of the simple issue, if I'm only carrying one reserve mag and I drop it while I'm trying to use it, my fastest mag is my next reserve mag. So there's the justification for mag number two.
Okay.
I carry the third one, and that's my last-ditch just-in-case mag. So if you look at it, my basic loadout, and this is using 17-round mags, I have five 17-round mags, because you should count the one in the gun. So I have the one in the gun, the one worn on my right side directly in front of my holster, and then three reserve mags on my left side. Now, during a training gig, I will plus up to five reserve mags on my left side, and that's just to keep me flush with ammunition for explanations and demonstrations and whatnot.
Right.
But my base loadout is, the blaster, four reserve mags. I carry two handheld lights, and I have a weapons-mounted light that I do not carry as a gun-light combo. My holster is what I refer to as slick.
Okay.
But I do have a weapons-mounted light on my person in the event I would need to use the pistol in that manner.
I can see that. I've thought about doing that, because they're actually smaller than a flashlight, aren't they? And they're easier to activate.
Well, you can use a weapons-mounted light as a handheld if you wanted to.
Yeah. I do. I've got one laying around here right now. I've been messing with it while we've been going. So you're carrying five magazines altogether. Is there ever a day when you go out with less than that?
No, not really. Not unless I purposefully carry the G26 slick. And what I mean by that is I'll have the G26 at capacity in one pocket, and I'll have a reserve mag in my other pocket.
Right.
And that's simply due to weather or dress.
Right.
But so that's as wide as I go.
What kind of dress would that be that where you'd be pocket carrying?
There are blue jean shorts and a T-shirt.
Gotcha. All right.
You know, 100-something degrees out.
Yeah. I normally, when I go out, although I guess I'm going to change that too, although I have never in my concealed carry, I have never used a mag carrier. Now, we got about 2 minutes here. Why do you use a mag carrier?
For immediate access. It puts the magazine in the most end-user-friendly position for immediate use.
Gotcha. And what is that? What is it made out of? Is it leather? Is it kydex?
Kydex. Kydex. Yeah. Now, back in the day, back in the day when I was running 1911s hard, I used Milk Sparks leather gear.
Right.
Classic Milt Sparks 1911 leather gear, and it served me well for many years.
Are they single mag carriers? Are they doubles or?
Yes, I use single mag carriers.
They're easier to sight, aren't they?
Well, the primary issue with that is they conform to your body much better than doubles or triples or, you know, that kind of a thing. Like a nylon, like a four-pouch nylon carrier. I mean, use what you got, you know, but be smart and use quality gear.
There you go.
But I use single mag holders because they conform to my body much, much easier.
Gotcha. Carry a knife
of any
kind?
I can also adjust them. I adjust my mag holders for tension based on the position they're at on my body. Like the rearmost mag has a little less tension on it because I don't have direct access to it, so I don't want it to bind when I try to remove it.
Gotcha. All right.
So my third one has a little less mechanical tension on it than my first one. But because it's in the third position, I don't have any fear of losing it because of it.
Gotcha. We're about to run out of time. This has been this has been some good stuff. I appreciate it. We will probably reconvene not next week, but the week after that. So, but I'll be in touch.
All right, Bill.
Thank you
for joining me. Thank you very much, man.
Yes. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.